Hey, this is William Byron, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Come
on, 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the great young personalities in racing today. He's won in truck series championships in Xfinity and winning races at the cup level as well, and top three in points right now with the 24 Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports. The one and only William Byron, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, so this is it, and you are the perfect guy to have on about this, because, you know, games aren't real, but they are getting really, really close, and games are better and better right now. And but I know if I play Madden all I want and I get to be awesome at it, I'm never going to step on an NFL field. But you are kind of that guy. That's that example. And there are so many others that may not be as prominent as you, but there's more and more all the time that get their start, their experience, their racing street cred, at least in the initial side, in virtual racing and iRacing, and it translates into real success.
Yeah, no question. I mean, honestly, the biggest thing about iRacing is that racing cars you can simulate pretty well, and I feel like you know, similar to flying planes or helicopters, you know, it's very close in simulation. So I think the biggest thing for me is I use it as a tool to try to get my, you know, try to hone my craft and try to get a little better at certain racetracks. And obviously with tonight's race, you know, with it being at the Chicago Street Course, hopefully that's a racetrack that we race in the future, and it's nice to kind of get an idea of what it looks like and how it drives.
Look at you. So you're saying hopefully it's a track that we'll race in the future. When it first got announced, I talked with Bob Pockris about it. And do you really feel, I mean, I'm not sure, you probably have some inside information, but people are really excited about this, and not only just for what it could mean on the entertainment value for the show tonight on Fox Sports 1, but also what it could mean in the future. I mean, to have power hitters, you know, have great drivers, have like the city of Chicago, the mayor, and have, you know, the leadership at NASCAR in on it, it does mean, right, this could be happening for real down the road.
Oh, definitely. I hope so. I think that, you know, new innovative ideas like that are great for NASCAR. And I feel like the last couple of years, that's kind of what they've been doing, is trying to get new ideas and give us opportunities to go to these new tracks for the first time. So I'm excited for it. I think, honestly, the track itself is very difficult, but I feel like a good race, and hopefully it's a sign of what's to come there.
You mentioned the track being difficult. When it comes to road courses, this is just a sign of the times that there has been more of them, more of a focus on them, so you have to get good. It isn't like it used to be where they would just throw Boris Said out there and he would run all the road courses for everybody and you never had to do them yourself. Now, and through simulation and through the things that you're doing, it's almost like essential, right, for drivers these days.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, honestly, if you're the way that the points work and the fact that, you know, you've got to be in it all year to win the championship, and you've got to collect bonus points, you know, the road course races, now that we have seven of them on the schedule, they're very important. So I feel like for us, you know, we put a premium emphasis on being good at the road courses. We've always had pretty good road course cars, and I feel like that's going to be, you know, similar this weekend, you know, I think for us. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend at Sonoma, and kind of, you know, anytime I get a chance to practice or race at a road course, I enjoy it.
It's coming up. It's the iRacing Pro Invitational Series, 2.2 miles right here. We're going to have the Skyline, Grant Park, Michigan Avenue, all those kind of places. It's an opportunity, too, for those people that may not be here. Of course, encourage everybody to get to Chicago and let the listeners know we're talking with NASCAR driver, the number 24, William Byron. But where are some places, because you know the full potential of what this can be, not only the big impacts, but also just kind of the cool factors. Are there places that you're thinking, William, well, let's go here, or wouldn't it be great to go there? And iRacing could be sort of that conversation starter.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think iRacing has a, you know, obviously the opportunity to go and scan a track and create it virtually, and you know, they do a great job with that. I'm not totally sure how they created the Chicago Street Course, but I think that it's amazing that they can, you know, emulate something that's real in a sim and do it to the accuracy level that they can. So I'm pretty excited for it tonight, and hopefully we can, you know, have a nice result and you know, kind of see how it goes.
It's one thing to do it for fun, but you have done it, and actually, it, you know, led to the career, and you're great at it as well. I was talking maybe about, I don't know, it's a year and a half, 2 years ago with Juan Pablo Montoya, who's an Indy 500 winner, Formula One driver, and they've got people who get into Formula Three who have never set foot in a car. Does everybody who races, you know, on the simulator and gets really, really good is going to have a head start in the car? Does it work backwards? I know when Jimmy Johnson was trying to get in and do some things, maybe he didn't have the right equipment. Do you know, are there people within the garages that are great, accomplished drivers on the track in real life that just can't reverse engineer it back to the virtual side?
Yeah, I think there's definitely that. There's a little bit of an age gap there where those guys didn't grow up with the simulation stuff. They kind of grew up, you know, feet with feel, and you know, if you don't have that feel in the sim, it's really hard to recreate, you know, and be fast. So, you know, it really is, if you've driven a race car for so long and you have a certain feel that you're looking for, it's tough to go back and forth. So yeah, I definitely think that's one thing, you know, that I noticed. But a lot of the younger guys, I mean, we're pretty much required to do sim racing or something just to help the team set up the car with the simulation and stuff like that. So it's pretty integral. I actually just got out of the sim, you know, working on Sonoma this weekend. So it's a pretty big part of what we do.
Let the listeners know we're talking with William Byron, driver of the 24 for Hendrick Motorsports, getting ready for the race in Sonoma this weekend. He will be in Chicago virtually tonight for iRacing Pro Invitational Series. They're going to be going all around Grant Park and Michigan Avenue. It's going to be exciting. Very last thing is, where do you see this going? Because do you think, you know, if during the pandemic, it was almost essential, right? Just kind of fill that gap on the entertainment side, give the drivers, give the fans something. But like, gaming is so huge now. There's kids who go to school just for that. Obviously, as a career, you've done it. I mean, do you see it being maybe its own standalone series where you'll have stars on the virtual side that maybe aren't crossover stars, that it's just its own thing?
It might be. I think, honestly, it has the potential for that. I feel like there's, you know, definitely a lot of kids and drivers that are really good on iRacing that, you know, even myself, I can't really compete with them, you know, because of how many laps they have on there and their feel is so, you know, refined. But I think it's a great, great platform. And I mean, like I said, it's what I used growing up and definitely I believe in it.
Well, after you win a couple of Cup Series championships and you get tired of doing all the real stuff and you want the convenience, like so many of us, of working from home, maybe William Byron will just be virtual and just go out there and do that. Until then, people are going to still have to keep up with you in person and online. Where can people find you, keep up with your adventures online, social media? Where should they go?
Yeah, definitely just go to at William Byron on Twitter. I love to about the Hurricanes, my favorite team, and you know, favorite hockey team at least, and build a lot of Legos and stuff. So yeah, definitely have them follow me. That'd be cool.
We would have talked more Legos if I would have known that. Thanks, William. We'll let you get back to it. Good luck on the track this weekend, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man.